Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg G, and audience. Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. What a weekend for the Mets. Of course, it was an easy one against one of the worst teams we have ever seen. But the best part about this was the Philadelphia Phillies get swept by a bad team, and the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Mets are up 4.5 games in the division. They've got the best record in the National League, the second best record in Major League Baseball. Pete Alonso is continuing this massive season. The pitching lab is great, and this team is flying. Unfortunate couple of losses for the Yankees against the Red Sox. I know the Yankee fan really wanted to bury the Red Sox and say, get out of here, you are no competition to us, but that's not what happened is they hit a bazillion home runs. We're still waiting on a Knicks head coach. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with that NBA free agency. You're going to have to get a coach before that in July 1st. We got a fun one for you today. I see Fleegs is in there. No Eddie today. I didn't know about that. Eddie doesn't tell us when he takes off. He just takes off, and then we have to figure out where the hell he is. And then we spend like 20 minutes every show figuring out where he is. If we just tell us, we wouldn't have to do that. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I'm doing all right, man. I mean, a couple things over the weekend. I was supposed to go to Cincinnati for Kenny Anderson's foundation.
You didn't go?
So, I switched my flight from Newark to LaGuardia.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Newark has had some issues, and they finally opened that second runway, but they're still short staffing. And last year, leaving to go to Cincinnati out of Newark was kind of a fiasco, and I never made it because the flight ended up getting canceled. So this time I moved it over to LaGuardia, and I was taking Delta Airlines, and this is not a knock on Delta by any stretch. This what happened here was amazing. So I end up spending about 5 hours in the airport on Friday.
Wow.
Waiting. We finally get on a plane. And the pilot comes over the overhead and says, ladies and gentlemen, we may have an issue with our tail. So
With our tail,
and maintenance is going to take a look at that. Now, the moment the pilot says maintenance is looking at anything,
that's
like another 3 hours. I don't care. It could be like a low tire, and that tire just needs a little air.
Yeah.
It's taking 3 hours.
Of course.
I don't care what anybody says. So the pilot, you know, much to his credit, said, look, we're not really sure how long this is going to take, and we're not really sure what the issue is. But once I find out what the issue is, I'll tell you, and I'll give you what I think is going to be the case, and I'll let you know within the next 10 minutes. So we're all sitting there on the plane. Everything's fine. So he comes back on, and he goes, okay, we found out what it is. It looks like the tail got hit with lightning.
Again. Oh, my God.
And there's a lightning strike on the back end of the plane. And there's no way that they're going to be able to fix this. And this plane is now grounded, and this flight is now canceled. You can go out and set up a new flight to Cincinnati. I go out there and I ask. I said, "So what are we doing for Cincinnati?" And she, the woman behind the counter, goes, "We're not really sure yet whether or not we have a plane available." Mm. And I said, "Well, when do you think we'll know that there's going to be a plane available?" I don't know. Probably within the next 5 hours.
Nice little window there for you. Little 5 hour window.
Right. I'm like, man, by the time I got to Cincinnati, it'd been Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And obviously would have missed it. So I spent literally all afternoon and early evening at LaGuardia Airport, which was no fun.
And whatsoever. You never made it there. Did you
never
make it?
Made it there?
You never made it there.
Never made it there.
Wow. That sucks.
Just absolutely awful. And then, of course, Friday, I mean, Saturday, after, all right, maybe I can go play some golf. No, I don't think so. rain again.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was just one of those days. And I don't want to complain on social media. I mean, you know, a lot of people do that. I'd rather complain here behind my microphone.
Sure.
But that, like when the pilot came on and he was very matter of fact, he goes, look, ladies and gentlemen, this is a lightning strike. They're not going to fly this plane. This plane is going to be grounded, and I know this from experience, and you're going to have to reschedule another flight or something with the gate agents. So at least I'm glad we weren't sitting on the plane for 3 hours.
See that? Yeah, and there finally are some rules to that, whatever it is, like the passenger's bill of rights, because there was a couple instances years ago where passengers were on the tarmac on the plane for 7-something hours, and now they allow you to, after a certain amount of time, go back to the gate and get off the plane. But yes, that is still a thing that goes on. Did you think about getting in a car and driving? Did that cross your mind at all?
I mean, getting out of LaGuardia Airport is, if you haven't been over there in a while, I mean, it's a beautiful airport, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is traffic everywhere on a Friday afternoon.
I just thought, did it cross your mind? Like, man, like, it's important to me to get the Kenny Anderson's thing. I'm clearly not going to get on a plane.
Honestly, what I thought was possibly a private airplane.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I did make a call on that, but there was just...
Messed alone?
Yeah, there was no way to get to where I had to go, and the cost would have been just way too prohibitive. So
yeah, so driving too much, too expensive.
That's a 10-hour drive.
10 hours?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you would have made it though. You know, you would have been there.
No, I would have gotten there at midnight.
But it wasn't the event Saturday?
No, it was Friday night.
Oh, never mind then. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, couldn't have done that.
I mean, it was just, I felt so bad because it's the second year in a row that this has happened.
They probably think you're lying.
No, No. I took a picture on the plane, sent it to Kenny, and I said, you're not going to believe this because this happened last year. They canceled the plane.
Yeah.
Before we got on it, I said, I'm sitting here on the plane, and the pilot just said, we have a problem with our tail, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes to let you know what it is. And then as we were getting off, the co-pilot was showing the picture. And you can say, well, how did they get the plane here?
Well, I guess when it was landing, the lightning strike. And I don't know.
It had to be on the way between Cincinnati and New York or wherever that plane was coming from.
My goodness.
Well, so it's not there. I just looked at the flight attendant and said, well, I'm not getting on a plane with a bad tail. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, love the tail.
Yeah. You love the tail.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing that they figured that out before you got on the plane and there were issues. You can look at it like that. Right?
Yeah, but it was just one of those just
got your weekend off to a bad start.
The odyssey of everything and
you're having a tough time traveling these days, man.
Yeah, man, it is
every
rough.
Time you go, there's an issue. And you're not the only one.
No, I'm with the rest of the people out there, you know. I mean, it's one thing after the next, and it's a lot of people are traveling, and what can I tell you?
Were you getting hammered there? Like, not drunk. I'm talking like by people around. I mean, in LaGuardia to Cincinnati, I would imagine that the people waiting around there, I mean, you're like terminal Jesus to those people.
Yeah, no, not at all, actually.
Okay.
No, everybody was kind of like in their phones and...
That would have been the only thing to make it worse. It's like, Boomer.
Yeah, that
Boomer, been, remember no, 1974? You was in middle school?
That part was fine. And by the way, they have a couple of nice bars over there.
Okay, very good.
So yeah. That got me through a little bit of it, but but that was, oh man, what a miserable experience.
Well, have you shaken it off yet? Because we have to spend a lot of time together today,
yes.
And our plans today, I think, are getting, well, I mean, I would change my plans if I were the people that were in charge of these plans.
Well, that's Big Head. Big Head hopefully is listening right now.
Yeah.
Big Head's going to come to his senses and... we'll go and do what we hopefully originally thought we were going to do.
Bingo. I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
Yes.
Listen, I love the water, but our friend Big Head said we're going to do boat stuff today as we hang out in New Jersey after the show.
Right.
It's 65 degrees and cloudy. And when you get on a boat in those temperatures, you're freezing your ass off.
Even when we went fishing with him, was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It was freezing.
Yeah, but yeah. And I think, like, fishing, you go out, you're like, okay, we'll catch some fish and I'll deal with the cold. I don't think he was looking to fish today. I think he was looking to have, like, a fun day on the water and do some boat stuff, as he put it.
Right, because we have our Foundation Golf Tournament tomorrow.
Yeah.
Down in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we'll have to figure something out. Plan B.
Well, yeah, plan B, but we need to get you back because I'm sensing you in a not great spot. That's what I'm sensing today.
You
seem like you came off a bad weekend, the whole tarmac situation into no playing golf on Saturday. The plans today are getting altered. We got a plan B today. Even though the Mets had a great weekend, you came in here a little sluggish. You came in a little sluggish.
I'm not sluggish
you
at all.
You came in a little melancholy.
I was a little bit melancholy. The level of annoyance on Friday was like at an all-time high.
Usually I hear from you in those situations, and I did not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't want to bother you guys. I didn't want to bother Allie again, because poor Allie, you know, she's freaking out over all these planes and everything else, and it's not her fault either, of course.
Yeah. But these things didn't happen when someone else was in charge.
That's true.
That's a fact, whether it's her fault or not. I mean, it just seems like, you know, things went a hell of a lot smoother when the previous person was in charge of these things. It's just something I've noticed. It doesn't mean much, but I've taken notice of it.
All right, well, you can bring that up with her, and we can have a separate discussion that I don't want to be around it here.
Oh, man.
But anyway, yeah, so you did bring up this Knicks coaching search, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're talking about Jason Kidd and everything else. I did get a couple of texts from some people within the NBA. They're thinking, they're, for whatever reason, you know, they're still holding on hope that it could be Mike Malone.
Yeah, which I cannot. So it, maybe the story is like this. Maybe it was, you know, Michael Malone becomes available and there's something going on in the front office, whether Leon Rose or World Wide West had an issue with him in the past, but there's someone else in the organization, maybe it's Dolan or someone else that's got influence, really likes Michael Malone. And then these reporters that put out there, it's not going to be Michael Malone, we're getting it from the people who don't like Michael Malone that want to put it out there saying he's not going to be the coach. And then within the organization, as they're looking around and they're going, okay, well, maybe we can't trade for Jason Kidd, or maybe we can't trade for Eric Spoelstra, and Jay Wright doesn't want to come here, and we don't want to go to the Van Gundy road. Then all of a sudden, they're like, well, hell, Michael Malone's out there. He grew up in Astoria and won an NBA championship. Why aren't we talking to this guy?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but the more I sense about all of this stuff, and you know, we're talking about World Wide West, and we're talking about Leon Rose and whose decision this is. I mean, the more you read, the more you hear, the more people that are so engrossly involved with the Knicks, the more this sounds like a shoot from the hip firing of James Dolan. That's what it feels like me now. Like last week, last week I thought there could be all this Shiv stuff going on and everything else. Listening to the player or listening to most of the stuff that has been written about, and again, we're speculating because the Knicks have done a really good job of really tightening the ship down and not letting things out. And we haven't really seen much out there. But, you know, initially I thought, okay, this could be a World Wide West. You know, get this guy out of here. Get my buddy in here. Get Johnny Bryan in here. Maybe that was it. But then after hearing that he sat in there, James Dolan sat in with Leon Rose with the player meetings and everything, now I'm starting to think that, you know, this has got to come from the owner. Like, if the players were complaining they were playing too much, or, you know, Mikal Bridges said something, like, if they asked him, like, why did you say something, like, with 6 weeks to go in the season about playing time and all this other, you know, stuff that we had read about, you know, maybe Mikal Bridges says, well, he's stubborn, he didn't listen to us, and I wish he would have played guys more and would have taken some of the extra time off of us. But, I you know, that means to me that maybe it is James Dolan. Maybe it is James Dolan saying, you know what, I'm going to give you $30 million and you're going to leave. I mean, because I can't imagine that Leon Rose is going to 1 year give him a $30 million contract extension and then literally 8 months later fire him.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that in other places. And, you know, the Knicks are one of those organizations that have the money and have done this in the past. So it's not all that surprising that they're paying someone not to do their job. They did it with how many coaches previous to this? But I mean, unless I see some sort of other reporting on it, I have to stand by the way I thought with Jim Dolan on this originally, was that when things are going well in the organization and he has someone there that he trusts to run it, that's when he'll take a step back. It was all those years where he couldn't find the right guy, that he was meddling so much. And I really do feel like, yes, he had to approve this decision, no doubt, but that it really did come from Leon Rose. And I just hope that that's the case, because I don't want Jim Dolan to be doing something that the front office doesn't want to happen, and he's a lone wolf firing the coach, because that would be rough. But, I mean, he's stuck by so many guys for a long time, and you're seeing right now, you know, with Chris Drury, who was in the crosshairs even more so than Peter Laviolette at times this past year with the Rangers, you know, and he stuck with Drury because he trusted him and he liked him. And I think that he trusts and likes Leon Rose. And I don't think that he would go above his head to do this. But, hey, we don't know, because they've been as tight-lipped as ever with this. And we can just really go on what they've told us so far, which in the past not necessarily has been always the truth. But I hope it's not that, man. I really hope it's not Dolan coming in and saying, poof, Tom Thibodeau, get out of here. I mean, I don't care what anybody says.
It just certainly feels that way. And in regards to Chris Drury, you know, by the way, you know, they're rebuilding the Boston Mafia to come back and coach the team, which is fine. They know hockey. I like Mike Sullivan as the head coach, but they're bringing back David Quinn to be a part of his, you know, one of his assistants. And they're all Boston connected and everybody's connected. I mean, it's, at least Chris Drury doesn't have to deal with like a World Wide West and this, all this other nonsense that goes on around this Knick team, or had gone on around this Knick team.
Yeah.
So it's basically Chris Drury's job to basically run the Rangers. He's the guy. And he's making all the decisions. And, you know, when they bring in a coach, the coach brings in who he wants as his assistants.
Yeah.
And that's the other aspect of part of this whole thing is like, okay, if it is Mike Malone, if it is Johnny Bryant, if it is, you know, whoever, Jason Kidd, are they going to come in and have to assume just the seat of Tom Thibodeau? Or are they going to be able to bring in their 10 guys to coach 12 guys?
Yeah. I mean, and we said when you make a big decision like this, you would think that the organization had an idea of who the next head coach was going to be, and it doesn't feel like that is the case at all.
But that's why it makes me feel like this was a Jim Dolan thing. I don't think Leon, I don't know. I can't speak for Leon Rose. He doesn't even speak for himself. So I mean, I don't want to speak for him. But you gave your former client a $30 million contract extension after last year's playoff run through Indianapolis. And you would think that, okay, it's going to start in this year. He's going to be 3 years, $30 million. You got him locked in. And he's the last of your issues, the last of your problems. And now it's up for you to tweak the roster to see if you can get them over the hump. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, they're going to fire him. And the more I think about this, and the longer I've been around here, this just smells like a unexpected, out of the blue firing from, I would say, an impatient, impetuous owner that wants to make sure that everybody knows who's in charge.
Like a lightning bolt hitting your tail.
That's what we all, most of us, and I would say the far majority of us Knick fans, felt the same way. We all felt like, wow, this is crazy. Now, there are some people out there like Henry who's called in that didn't want Tibbs, and there are other people screaming and yelling on social media about it, and that's fine. That's their opinion. I talked about stability. I talked about respect from the players, and I think we all saw that. How this happens and why this happens can only be for one reason, and that is that the owner now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, decides he heard something with the players, with the player breakup day meetings, and decided, you know what, I've heard too much negativity, and I'm getting rid of them, and we need somebody else in here.
Man, I really hope that's not the case, because that is a dangerous road to go back down. It didn't work for years and years and years when Jim Dolan got too involved in these decisions, and if that is true, and Leon Rose did not want to fire Tom Thibodeau, and James Dolan did,
it's kind of
I'm scared to what happens next now.
Part of this stuff from, like, some insiders, the Ian Bagleys of the world, you know, you hear, oh, this was Leon Rose's decision. I'm like, I'm not so sure about that. I think Leon Rose may be taking a bullet for the owner.
All right,
how much money is he making?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question. I mean, we know nothing about Leon Rose. He's given like two interviews since he's gotten here. I don't know his salary. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what he likes, what he doesn't like. I know nothing about him. I mean, it's amazing. He's like a rumor. He's a character that was created. I don't even think he exists. Well, maybe AI.
I would say that they have gone 180, meaning that, you know, when Phil Jackson went here and when Isaiah Thomas was here, and it was a mess. It was a mess. There were leaks all over the place. You know, everybody was, you know, I think the Garden was getting tired of all the media leaks and the way the media was treating the Garden and the way they were treating Jim Dolan. And, you know, you could just see it and you can understand it. And then when Leon Rose came here, he just said, I'm shutting the whole thing down, which I think is part of the stability aspect of the Knicks over the last 5 years has been him shutting all that crap down and all that access down. And then everybody working for him, basically not, you know, leaking things.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that we went from this epic run that we hadn't seen in over two decades to the uncertainty that we sit here today with. It just kind of stinks. It felt like everything sort of fell apart. All the goodwill around the organization has been put on pause for at least this time, and we'll see who the next guy is if it reignites the fans that didn't want to see Tibbs go. And I do feel it's a little bit generational. I think that, you know, the Knicks fans that saw success in the past didn't want Tibbs gone. I think the younger Knicks fan that thought Carmelo Anthony was the greatest player they'd ever seen, those are the people that wanted Tibbs gone.
Yes,
and I think they're wrong.
And my warning to those young fans is be careful for what you wish, you know, because you had something that was building and was getting good and was solid. And like I said about, like, if I were paying the coach, I want the coach that's going to be there, is going to be married to the team, that's going to be preparing the team, that's going to be spending time at the facility, that's not going to be out, you know, hitting the bars at 5 o'clock at night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like Thibodeau was that type of guy. At least that was my impression of him. And the people that know him, that I know, all speak really very highly of him. We haven't seen one bad thing said about him from, and we would never expect to see this, but from any former coach or any other coach, like the stuff that Rick Pitino was saying. You know, when you listen to other coaches like Rick Carlisle talk about Tom Thibodeau, I mean, it's all been positive. Everything has been like, nobody could believe in the coaching industry that he was let go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here, and he's got a sports update for us. Good morning, Jerry. What's happening, man?
I'm good. How are you? We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You're loving this June summer weather. It's great, yeah. Isn't it? And we wait all winter. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, so we have friends other than you guys in New Jersey who are looking forward to hosting us to a beautiful day today, because Boomer has a Boomer Science and Foundation outing tomorrow. So what we do is we go down and we hang out and we see these guys and then we stay over, and then it's a early morning the next day. So Big Head over at Mercedes-Benz of Edison, Ray Catena, Doug Wells, said we're going to do some boat stuff on Monday. This is what he said a couple weeks ago.
I was just wondering if you were enjoying sucking off this area right now.
Hey, the weather looks pretty good starting on Wednesday, Jerry. Starting on Wednesday, it looks good.
Very funny. Anyhow, you had the Yankees and Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball. So these two teams split the first two games of the series. And then last night, the Red Sox getting to the Yanks late.
2-1 with the bases loaded, two out pitch. Swung on, hit off of Hill into center field. Toro scores. Story right behind him. Hill score. And Boston's got a 7-3 lead.
And then they would tack on from there. They would win 11-7. That was Dave Sims with the call right here on the Fan. Carlos Narvaez, the go-ahead three-run homer in Boston's 5-run sixth inning, a sixth inning where things imploded very quickly on Carlos Rodon. Not so good in the fifth either. He was asked post-game what the deal was.
Yeah, I mean, just falling behind, when just giving out free passes, and they did some damage, you know, they took advantage of it, and, you know, just falling behind hitters and giving out free bases, it's just it's a no-go.
Recipe for disaster. Abraham Toro, Rafael Devers, Trevor Story with late-inning home runs in this game. So the Red Sox wind up taking 2 of 3 in the series. Paul Goldschmidt was asked his thoughts on Yankees-Red Sox at the stadium over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we would have won, but obviously it's fun to go out there and have the crowd into it, and yeah, you know, we know how much this series means to each organization, and definitely the fans for each team. So it's a lot of fun to play in those games.
There were a ton of runs scored in these three games.
And there were. It was like the Mets and the Rockies.
I mean, yeah, mainly the Mets scoring the runs.
But a lot of runs, that is true. Aaron Judge did hit 2 home runs in the loss. He says it doesn't mean so much.
Would have been sweet if it was a win. Trying not to think about it, just trying to do my job there. I ain't got much. Anytime you get mentioned with those, you know, legends, it's quite an honor.
And I think he's talking about Gehrig and Mantle and Hornsby, highest batting average with 20-plus home runs in team's first 62 games of the season.
Batting 396 right now, 23 home runs, 55 RBIs. He scored 62 runs.
He's doing pretty good.
Guy's on base. Guy is unbelievable. Guy is everything. If I had a guy to make the face of baseball, that's the guy right there.
Very it's much amazing. So. Now, where do you stand on this? And I credit Al for seeing this. I did not see this on Friday.
Oh, Al saw something.
Al saw this on, all right, good. On X. So
oh,
this
on
was
X. Well, the, of course on X.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Game. Yeah. Right.
I mean, it is what it is. So okay. The Yankees posting on Twitter Friday night, quote, "When the bat meets the ball and goes over the wall, that's a Volpe."
Yeah. And that was Brandon Tierney's.
When the bat hits the ball and goes over the wall. That's the Volpe.
Yeah, so I believe it was last year. Might actually have been 2 years ago that he sent that voice message to me when we were trying to figure out what John was going to say for Volpe. And I sent it to Eddie. Eddie played it. And now all these years later, here go the Yankees putting out the exact same thing. Coincidence or ripoff?
No, it's a ripoff. I say 100% ripoff, and I want credit given to BT.
Yeah, well, he was trying to take it on X, and he should. But, I mean, it is. I mean, that is
man,
a blatant really ripoff.
He's going to be mad at the Yankees today, man.
I don't know. You don't give him credit for that.
Or you could be flattered by it.
No.
You know when you want credit.
Get in my ass.
All right.
No, well,
That would be a weird. Yankees are off.
The Yankees over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man. That is a they should have said, you know, credit to big Yankee fan BT.
Yes.
Who came up with this on our flagship station, WFAN.
And I said to Al, Yankee broadcaster. He did a series last year.
That's right.
Brian Cashman has not earned the right. The right.
All right, Jerry, what else you got?
So the Yankees are off tonight in KC tomorrow. They lead the Rays and the Blue Jays by 4.5 games atop the AL East. And 4.5 games is also the separation between the Mets and the Phillies. The Mets continuing to just bludgeon the Rockies on Sunday.
Here's the 0-1. Hit high and deep to left field. Beck going back to the track. He looks up, and it is gone! Two-run home run, Pete Alonso. 12-3 Mets in the top of the eighth. And now one more person to jump on that leaderboard list.
Yeah, I would say so. That was Keith Rad with the call on Mets Odyssey Radio. Two home runs. He passes David Wright for second all-time in Mets history in home runs. Only 9 behind Darryl Strawberry.
Wow,
Mets
Jerry, you know, Rockies he was my sperm bank guy to bank on.
On Friday.
He was, yeah.
You nailed that one.
California Cryobank player to bank on.
That's pretty good.
I banked on him just, you know. Listen, it's the Colorado Rockies. They stink. They're playing at elevation, and he's having a season to remember right now.
He is, and here was Carlos Mendoza on his slugger.
There's a lot to like about his at-bat right now. You know, whether it's, you know, clutch, using the whole field, I've been saying it, poolside, opposite, just dominating pitches in the strike zone.
You know, he didn't talk about the lower half.
He didn't. Yeah, interesting. Surprised, right? I guess it's just assumed that his lower half's in a good place.
Well, he's a big lower half guy.
He is. Jeff McNeil also hit two home runs, so him and Alonso drove in 8 runs total. Here was
the squirrel.
You also had home runs from Beatty and Alvarez, and you had Juan Soto go 3-for-3 with 3 walks and 3 runs scored. Here was Alonso.
Today is just you couldn't ask for a more perfect day offensively. Like his commanding of the strike zone, his him just hitting the ball hard all over the yard. I mean, staying in the middle of the field, just absolutely crushing liners.
Yeah, crushing a lot of liners and scoring runs. So that was pretty good as the Mets win all 3. Here was Jeff McNeil on a nice solid weekend,
swinging good pitches and driving the ball. You know, got a couple fastballs in the middle there, and made sure to get my swing off, and you know, just trying to do some damage.
Jerry, do you know the last time that the Mets swept the Rockies season series?
The season series? I don't, because I know they won all 6 this year. When was the last time?
2015. What happened that year, Jerry?
They went to the World Series and won the pennant.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Here was David Wright, message to Alonso.
Pete, what's going on, my man? David Wright, just a huge congratulations. You are one of the premier power hitters in the game. You easily passed me.
And now Daryl is next, 9 behind for the all-time.
Did you hear them announce... heard this yesterday. They're announcing the alumni game.
Yes, that's on the day me and Al are going.
This sounded great. What's that?
This is the game I'm taking Al to.
Oh, that's
once
awesome.
Bill Belichick is on the sidelines.
Okay. Great. What a bonus. Al gets to see 2 games.
Well, I didn't get the ticket yet. Let's relax. Okay.
Plus some older fellas, which I love, the older baseball players.
So they're going to do the Shea Stadium Mets versus the Citi Field Mets. That's a great idea.
Very cool. We need press passes.
I have to say, like, a lot of these things sometimes are hokey, but this to me is a great idea.
Very cool idea.
I thought it was a great idea.
But the Citi Field Mets are going to have a huge advantage because of age.
They're younger.
But I mean, do they get, like, you know, a 6-run start, the Shea Mets?
Well, there's no handicaps.
Noah Syndergaard's probably going to start and maybe walk like 6 guys.
That's true. Yeah. That evens it out.
Yeah. It's funny. Anyway, so the Mets are off today. They have a 4.5 game lead atop the NL East. Remember, it wasn't long ago the Phillies were leading the NL East, and then, they've really hit the skids.
The pitch swung on, bouncer towards the bag at second. It's fielded there. Step on second, throw to first, 1 pitch, double play. Ball game over. Phillies get swept in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, very sweet.
And remember, they were going through the Rockies and the White Sox, and they passed the Mets in the standings.
Well, and now they got Bryce Harper hurt, and so they've lost 5 in a row, 9 of 10. Here was more from WIP.
What a turnabout from 2 weeks ago, one of their best road trips in recent memory, to this, which arguably one of their worst.
Went 1-5 after winning the first game. So.
Man, Spike Gessigan, it's just going to be crazed today.
More good news if you're a Met fan.
Yeah.
The Braves lost again, fell to the Giants 4-3. Their losing streak is 7. So they can't seem to get out of the
runway.
Good,
Jerry.
So there, yeah, I figured you'd be all excited about that stuff. What else we have here? We've got the NBA Finals. They played game two at Oklahoma City. Not much of a game.
Shea blasts right away from Mathurin. Down the lane. Lays it up left-handed. Lays it home, and he's hacked in the act. So Gildas Alexander, not yet finishing touches, but moving in that direction, baby, with an and one.
Yep, the and one. That was OKC Radio with the call. He had 34 points, 8 assists. Oklahoma City up for 20 much of this fourth quarter. Was
they
not
did
much.
What the Knicks couldn't do, and that's come back in game two and
dominated.
Put the hammer down.
Yeah, 123-107 was the final. Jalen Williams had 19. Here was their head coach, Mark Daigneault. This is an interesting answer for what they learned about the Pacers so far.
Indiana's kind of an acquired taste. You know, we haven't played them a ton. They're not in the West, obviously, and they play a very distinct style on both ends. And I thought there were a lot of things tonight that we were just like a little better in.
I would say so. And point scoring, most notably. Here's Tyrese Halliburton going out there. They did take the first game, so not a waste of a trip, obviously. They go home in a pretty good spot.
Anytime you're the lower seed in a playoff series, you know, your job is to go split or go try to get one on the road. We got game one. You know, felt like we really let the rope slip.
Had an opportunity to go up 2-0, but instead they go home tied 1-1. You've got more from the whole Knick thing going on. I mean, they're looking at coaches still under contract. This doesn't seem like a well-oiled machine at this point.
No, it seems a little bit choppy.
Very choppy.
But I can't wait. Sure. I can't wait to see what happens with the assistant coaching staff.
I like all these rumors about trading Mikal Bridges. The guy you gave up 5 first-round draft picks for.
Well, he's also contract extension eligible.
I mean, you're sure? Yeah. Well, yeah, let's give him $50 million here.
And by the way, all of this, 100% of it is all speculation because nobody knows exactly what Leon Rose and Jim Dolan are thinking.
The Knicks have done a lot of wacky things in their history. What about them bringing Tibbs back? Going, we screwed this one up.
Our bad.
Yeah, sorry. We'll just give you just now work for the money that we're going to pay you to not work. And, yeah, sorry. We were just a little emotional at the time.
What do you think the chances of Tom Thibodeau getting another job at this 67? Cycle right now? This cycle right now?
Not good. Below 50%.
Yeah, I agree. Just only, and I hate to say it, but only because of his age. I mean, you see these guys getting jobs. They're in their 30s.
How old is Bill Belichick? He just got a job.
College job.
Okay.
He's also, you know, the most successful head coach in football.
Who didn't get an NFL job.
Yeah, true, because his owner was well, bad-mouthing him, yeah.
Whatever the reason, the most successful coach we've ever seen could not get an NFL job.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah. Game 3 Stanley Cup Finals tonight in Florida. Panthers and Oilers tied 1-1 in golf. Ryan Fox
beat Sam. Okay. That series is insane. An overtime win by the home team and a double overtime win by the road team, Florida, and now they're back in Florida. These two teams...
are going to kill each other for seven games.
They are putting on quite the show. That's what I'm saying. It's amazing.
Start of the U.S. Open this week at Oakmont. You've got all these guys playing the course this week and posting a lot of videos. It is going to be a beast setup, as we know. Carlos Alcaraz came back in 2 sets to none down to rally and beat Yannick Sinner at the French Open, 7-6 in the fifth. And American Coco Gauff won on Saturday, so that's kind of cool.
How about Sovereignty up at the Belmont, Saratoga?
Yeah.
Man, what a horse.
What a horse. What an amazing horse.
I don't know horses all that much, but that is some horse.
That is one hell of a horse.
And by the way, Horse Guy did give us we didn't talk about it. We forgot to talk about it, but I did put it out on social media on X. I did post it on X that, you know, his pick was Sovereignty, then
Journalism.
Journalism, yeah.
How'd Journalism do?
Second.
Damn. Pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Jerry.
Yeah, that Sovereignty, man. What a horse.
What a horse.
Great horse.
Great horse.
What a great horse.
And he's going to go out and stud, you know, make some more great horses. What a life.
What a life. He's got to win some more races.
Yeah.
Got a lot of races to win.
But they could just, but yeah, true.
It's too bad he didn't run the Preakness, but I understand why Belmont didn't want him to run the Preakness.
You ever think if, like, successful single guys in their careers had the idea to go stud?
I think some do.
Well, it's not on purpose.
That's why the California Cryobank exists.
that is true.
It's just sort of they're studding.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So the Red Sox not off to a great start. They were supposed to challenge the Yankees for the AL East. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. A long way to go, as they say. And these two wins, especially last night with all the home runs at Yankee Stadium, maybe this is the thing, the catalyst for the Red Sox actually challenge in the division. But the rivalry's always been an intense one, maybe over the last couple of years, not as intense, but if we're up to Hunter Dobbins, he would want to get this thing right back into the intensity it used to be many years ago. As the rookie pitcher said, I've said it before, if the Yankees were the only team to give me a contract, I'd retire. Now, I'm sure that the Red Sox fans love it. I'm sure his teammates love it. His dad raised him a Red Sox fan. He's on the Red Sox, but just don't say that stuff, man. You got a living to make. You know, there may be at some point that Brian Cashman will remember this when you're toiling around in Major League Baseball and then offers you a contract, and he may be the only team to offer you a contract to really put your money where your mouth is and that whole thing. It's cute, I guess, to get the rivalry going. And Jazz Chisholm said it adds a spiciness to this rivalry. It's spicy, you know, but maybe, just maybe, a stupid thing to say.
Sit down and talk to Roger Clemens or Johnny Damon and ask him how that went. I would say he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
He knows not what he says, and he's a very emotional guy, it sounds like. And it did add a little spice to the situation, because, you know, we have not really seen that in a while now, because the Red Sox really haven't been that competitive. And they did get off to a bad start, but this actually could turn around their season, take it 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. But again, I don't think their pitching's all that great.
No, doesn't seem to be. But you know, when you had Aaron Judge get asked about this too. I mean, and he swatted away that question like it were a mosquito.
He doesn't care.
He's like, I got nothing. He's like, I love putting this uniform on. It's great. So I got nothing. This is great. I mean, and that's the difference between, you know, the face of baseball and some kid who's trying to make a name for himself.
Well, a guy that's a little bit older.
Well, yeah, of course.
I've seen, you know, Aaron Judge say that maybe when he first got called up. Oh, my God, this is my dream. I've always wanted to play in pinstripes. Man, I'm never going to play anywhere else. That's my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, right. But he would never say if the Red Sox were the only team to offer me a contract, I'd retire.
That kid's 25, man. What does he know?
25's not all that. I mean, he's not like 18.
Like 25. What does he know? No, he didn't know anything. Hey, when he gets to 30 and he's looking for a 5-year, you know, $150 million contract, and the Yankees come knocking on his door, guess who's going to be signing it?
Yeah, I'm sure. Was there a team that, I know you would have played for any team, was there a team that like you really disliked when you were coming out of Maryland that you were like, man, like if I had my choice, I wouldn't want to put that uniform on?
No.
Yeah.
No, not really. I don't.
If my Belport football career had gone in a different direction.
Yeah.
And I got drafted by the Packers, that would have been tough for me. It would have been tough for me. I could have dealt with the Bears and the Lions. The Packers, it would have been tough. I would have done it. I would have gone out to Lambeau and given it my hardest. But
there is one team that I would not would have played for, and I said that I would not play for them, and that is the Indianapolis Colts.
Because they left.
Because they left Baltimore my senior year. They left in the middle, and Baltimore Colt fans and University of Maryland Terrapin fans are pretty much the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember John Elway, and I don't blame him because he didn't want to sign with that because he knew that there was a lot of unrest and the whole thing was unsettled around the Colts. And that's how he ended up getting traded from the Colts to the Broncos because he used the Yankees as leverage. And, you know, nobody wanted to go play for Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
Not the guy that, not the son who just died, the father.
Yeah. Was the father's name Jim too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they
was it Bob?
Was it Bob Irsay? I thought it was Jim. I thought it was Jim Jr. I don't know.
I thought that his father was named something else.
Maybe it was
Bob. It's Bob. It was Bob the dad. Tech. Yeah. So Bob
Irsay moved. Yeah. They loaded up the Mayflower moving vans in the middle of the night and went to Indianapolis because they couldn't come to an agreement with the city of Baltimore about a new stadium.
Yep.
And Colt fans were caught off guard. Everybody was caught off guard in that area. Yes, and so that would have been the one team that I would not wanted to have been drafted by.
It's amazing to think back now, the strength of the NFL and all of the franchises that are doing so well, that at one point in the NFL's history, two landmark franchises, the Baltimore Colts and the Cleveland Browns, left their cities.
Well, how about the Raiders? Crazy they were going to think back about. And forth.
Yeah, I know, but the Raiders, California.
Now they're in their third city.
That's true. You're right. That's another one. Yeah. If you think about it, but
the problem is that you know they all want public financing, they want public support. Baltimore was not in the fiscal shape to be able to do that. Cleveland wasn't in the fiscal shape to do it, and neither was Oakland.
Yeah, well, I mean, Oakland lost everything, right? I mean, they're losing every single professional franchise,
and In-N-Out Burgers too.
They lost In-N-Out Burger.
I think so. I do believe so.
I didn't see that. You have never had In-N-Out Burger?
Really, neither have I, but I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had Whataburger in Texas.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah.
But In-N-Out, I've never had. But people rave about it. But it's only, I mean, I don't think it's ever coming to the East Coast. I think we have our burger places here. That's it.
You know, I was thinking the other day, between all the burger joints and all the chicken joints, where are all the cows and chickens? Like, where are they?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.